Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ellsworth bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hundley moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into left field. Bacabella picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bacabella. Harrison scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Bateman moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellsworth. Bateman scores. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Cubs. Billy Heft now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a line drive towards first. Harrison catches it and steps on first to double up Banks. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Harrison moves to third. Cal Kunz now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub is walked intentionally. LeMay pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Bob Hendley now pitching. Ron Brand pinch hits for LeMay. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball towards left. Bacabella catches it and throws home to Hundley, who relays to second to double up Staub. Harrison tags and scores. Aspromontii tags and moves to third. It's Astros, 7, Cubs, 7. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrison. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 7. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 8, Cubs, 8. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Bateman interferes with Hundley, who is awarded first base. Brown moves to second. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bob Hendley. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Hundley moves to second. One out. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-8, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hundley moves to third. There goes Thomas trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 8. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Joey Amalfitano now playing shortstop. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy pinch runs for John Bateman. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.